Here we go. Welcome to the Northernist Podcast. I'm Jocelyn. My co-host is
Diana.
And we are two girlfriends in fiber coming to you from the Canadian prairies. We've been enjoying a lovely Chinook kind of spiel, and it's been kind of warm the last couple of days.
It's weird. It rained on me on the way here. Rained. I did not. Yeah. I looked at my umbrella this morning and went, oh, it's a shame I won't get to use that this year.
Because it's the end of November.
I should have brought it with me.
It's the end of November. It rarely rains
here. It's December on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it rained.
I know.
On my head.
I know.
On the way here.
I know.
And I'm so confused.
It's so weird. We are not having a regular, we're not having one of those iconic postcard kind of Christmassy weather systems right now.
No.
I mean, we've still got time, and we usually get a big dump of snow just before Christmas. So we will have that nice wintry Christmas, but it's a little bit warmer than it normally is this time of year for us. Or at least for the last decade or so. Let's put some parentheses around that, because I don't think we were busting any world records or anything for us locally. But it's definitely a bit warmer, which, you know, I would have been okay with if it was kind of cooled down by about 10 degrees.
Oddly, yes. I don't like the slush.
No, I think, I don't like the ice.
That too.
Yeah, it's the ice I could live without. I need that firm snowpack cover where it hasn't been melted and frozen. Because as fun as it is to slide down the side of the, they say hills, I say bumps, because I know what an actual hill looks like. Oh, Manitoba, we don't have hills. We have bumps.
Yeah. We have short bumps and tall bumps.
But we got bumps. We didn't want hills. We're going to the east or west coast.
Yeah.
Ontario, southern Ontario, they get some nice sized bumps.
Well, if you go over by Brandon, they have some,
hills. There's some hills. Yeah, I could say they're actual hills out over by Brandon, but not in Winnipeg. We have bumps. And there's one when I'm walking to get to and from the grocery store that climbing up and coming down are two entirely different things. Because coming down, I put my shopping trolley. I have an old lady shopping trolley.
And, hey, they're useful.
Oh my God, they're so handy. And I'll put it in front of me, and I kind of slide down, because that is how I see it gets sometimes. But climbing, it's a whole other game. It doesn't help that it's the hill on the side of the road that all the kids toboggan down across and over the path.
Yeah.
So you get some nice, smooth toboggan tracks to work around.
I bet, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But no, hopefully, you know, odds are good. We'll have a really good snowfall just before Christmas, and we'll have, that nice... We can do that outside Christmassy photo for everybody. And all of our knits, where you're like, I'm cold!
Alright, I'll break out the ugly Christmas sweater and everything.
Oh my God, we've seen some spectacular ones this year. I got distracted from our intro.
Yes.
That didn't take long. Well, we're coming to you from Winnipeg, Manitoba. We'll continue. No harm, no foul. Obviously, our weather's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing. But Diana, why don't you let everybody know what we're going to cover this week?
This week we are going to cover what's in our cup, cool threads, woolly workings, yarn on the go, fiber flubs, wool gathering, events, and a review.
Woo, all the things. Shall we start with what's in our cup? Because we're really excited.
We have so many holiday things in our cups.
We have so many holiday things in our cups. Super holidays! Listen, we're close enough. It's Christmas time, folks. Christmas! And I mean, I'm not like... Who was that dude who played the elf a few years ago in a movie? It's probably closer to it. It was
the movie
was
Elf.
Yeah, that dude.
That guy. Yeah.
I'm not that excited about Christmas. I'm pretty excited about Christmas, but I'm not that excited about Christmas. I like the holiday beverages. I like the music. I like the dinners. I like friends coming in out of town. I like that aspect. I'm not quite that Christmas crazy, though. I draw the line there. Anyway, what of my holiday teas do you have today?
I have stolen some of your Celestial Seasonings Sugar Cookie Sleigh Ride, which, oh my goodness, it tastes like a sugar cookie. I didn't even put any sugar or milk or anything in here.
You don't
it
have
is
to.
Just straight up herbal tea, and it tastes like a sugar cookie.
I know, I gotta go find some more boxes, because I think we're gonna need a couple.
My mind is utterly blown.
I gotta get off McEaster and buy some more, because I bought one because I didn't know if I'd like it or not. Now that I know it's a fan favorite with me and other people, that needs to happen. I have two drinks on the go, and neither of them is ginger ale.
Oh my goodness, are you feeling okay?
I felt like that needed a dramatic pause. I am having some So Delicious. It doesn't sound so delicious. It's really tasty, but the name's excessive and it doesn't sound
delicious
tasty.
Is in the title. You have to wonder just how delicious it is.
Yeah. It is So Delicious Dairy-Free Coconut Holiday Nog.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very delicious.
It does not sound tasty at all. The problem is, it's really tasty. It just has a very non-tasty name.
It's actually astonishingly... It is eggnog with coconut flavoring.
Yeah.
But it has the right consistency and flavor and everything, and I would drink that.
Oh my god, it's so good. I'm so excited because I haven't been able to have eggnog in years. And I've missed drinking eggnog. So, I mean, I never did the eggnog with spirits because when I was younger, you didn't do the eggnog with spirits because I was younger.
Yeah.
Your eggnog was spirit-free. Now that I'm older, I'm not a huge drinker, so I don't worry about it too much. But yeah, no, I'm super pumped to have a holiday eggnog I can drink again. So happy. I also happen to really love coconut flavor everything.
Well, that just works out then.
So, bonus. I'm also having some Teavana tea. Do we have a Teavana still in the city? I know the one in St. Vitale closed.
It's the only one that I know of.
I know we can get Teavana tea out of Starbucks, but it's pre teabagged. So I'm enjoying some of the last of my loose leaf Teavana tea from when we had a Teavana store in the Mint Majesty. It's okay. Soon, Amsterdam Tea Room. Because clearly you boys are the type of people who listen to knitting podcasts. I went to come down and smell tea and buy stuff, and I can order it. That's fine, but I like the experience of going into a store to buy my tea. I need them to open up again so I can go peruse tea flavors and get the tea of the day and then buy more than I can drink in a month and go back 2 weeks later. I have a problem. But it's just,
it's the whole tea shopping experience.
I need that. I need that in my life.
We need our artisan tea shopping experience.
Because they also get a donut from Brewnuts.
Right. That's part of the artisan shopping experience.
It is absolutely part of the Exchange District artisan shopping experience. You get a bro nut, you do some tea shopping, you hike over to across the board, you sit down, you have a light lunch, and you play some board games for the day. How is this not the perfect day? Add in some knitting and I'm golden. I'm there. Done.
Oh, and there's clothing.
Oh, yeah.
And the
little
random...
artisanal shops, like the jewelry shops and stuff.
I don't even know what's all down there anymore.
God, it's amazing down there. I mean, a little harder to trek in the wintertime, but fewer people. So, I'm okay with that. I like my winter clothes. And, you know, I like looking crazy by standing around eating a donut without my mitten on in January outside. I don't look Canadian at all. That's what we need. We need a picture of me eating a donut with the snow falling outside, because I will totally do that and then continue to eat my donut.
Sounds like a good picture.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna happen. Okay.
We need some snow so we can take all these pictures.
Oh my god, Canada, we need more snow. Well, Winnipeg, Canada, we need more snow. Other parts of Canada have received snow.
They're doing just fine.
They're doing fine. They might not want any more. I want more snow. But that's it. That's what we've got drinking in our cups. I obviously have my tea in my ginormous as big as your head tea mug.
Yep.
We really do need to take a picture of this mug. It's huge. Tea. Shall we talk about some cool threads? Mine's really short this week.
So is mine, because it's been oddly warm.
It's been oddly warm. The only thing I've been wearing out has been my coffee shop shawl.
I've been continuing to wear the unblocked Wonder Woman. I know. Giving me the stink eye over here.
You're convalescing shortly. You will be blocked, whether you're doing it or I'm doing it. Somebody's doing it while you're stuck in the apartment for the next 3 to 4 weeks.
I know. It'll get done.
Even it has to be me over there doing the math and doing the science that was promised me and blocking this dude. It's happening. Oh my gosh. So if you get videos on Instagram and all you see is my head on a floor, it's because I'm blocking her Wonder Woman shawl and she's videoing me. While I complain about how I hate blocking stuff on ground level. My dad solved that problem for me. He brought in a spare table that folds down so I can fold the table out. So I have 8 feet by 6 feet of blocking space to put my mats on at tabletop height.
I can put all my blocking mats on the dining room table.
Oh, we so could, because sometimes it's consumed with Warhammer boots. Yeah. Otherwise, I have to use the floor. Now, don't get me wrong. I had to use the floor with the Find Your Fade shawl. But my Find Your Fade shawl is my height and then some. It's over 6 feet tall, yeah. Yeah, is my height and then some, and I'm nearly 6 feet tall. Yeah, it's huge! And it's due for a wash, and I've been putting it off because it kind of takes up so much floor space to dry.
Yep.
But it needs to happen, so okay. But again, yeah, no, just my coffee shop shawl in the, I did in that, was in the Bernay Premium tweed.
Yep.
In that chocolate brown tweed.
The other thing I've been wearing is the hand-knit mittens that I got at a craft sale a couple years ago.
Oh, wonderful.
Because I really enjoy them. They don't do much for blocking the wind, but there's not been too much wind to block, and so this is the perfect weather for wearing those.
Absolutely. I've been going mitten-free as often as possible, because believe it or not, it's actually hard to read what the cane is telling you through mittens.
Really?
It deafens the sound vibrations that you get in your hand.
So I hadn't considered that.
As often as possible, I try to go mitten-free, because, well, it'll slip on, like, say, a slippery surface. The difference between a sheer slip and bump slip. One's got just enough texture you don't fall on your butt as soon as you walk on it. The other one's, like, climbing onto a curling rink with a slippery shoe.
Right.
Yeah. Is incredibly negligible. So without that, without being able to feel it, I'm not entirely sure what type of ice I'm walking on.
Maybe I should get one of those sticks, because then maybe I'd fall over less.
You know, that's what they thought when they gave it to me. I don't think they sort of attributed the klutz factor that comes with Jocelyn. You know, there's that. I think some of it's because I haven't slowed down my walking enough. I'm still walking faster than I'm supposed to be. My legs refuse to move that slowly. I have very long legged seams. I take very long-legged steps. Because I have very long legs.
That makes sense.
Taking short steps feels incredibly uncomfortable. But the cane works better when you take short steps, so you've got more time to get more information.
That also makes sense.
So I can't entirely blame the cane. The mittens just aren't helping the matter any. Though, if you saw us, me, when we got... You would have seen me. I would have seen nothing at this point. We cut across a patch to get onto... there's a path in the summer. It's just not really plowed in the winter.
Yeah.
From the bus stop to get onto Mr. B's road for his house. So I turned my cane into a walking stick because the path is whatever people have trampled down.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's in this dark space, I'm walking into the tree, I'm walking into the snowbank on the side of the beaten down path. I'm falling out of it. Oh, it's a hot mess in that one section.
You'd think they could plow that sidewalk.
They plow farther down in that stretch where there is no sidewalk. So they don't actually plow where they've paved.
Well, that's not helpful.
They plow about 12 feet to the east. There's a plowed path to get onto the back lane.
Well, that's really unhelpful.
It really only works if you're getting off the bus on the other side of the street and you're using the underpass to get through. Because it's right down by the underpass.
Yep, that's unhelpful. Well, my goodness.
Jocelyn travels. Always fun. However, wow, we blew through those sections real quick.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't really have a lot to do. So why don't we jump into Woolly Workings? She says questioningly.
Yep, I've got a lot on a little.
You have a lot on a little. That's fine. I have one which we have to discuss in fiber flubs. Is it a fiber flub?
I don't know where else you would put that. I don't know where else. A fiber of deep sadness?
Prep yourselves. Everybody get the commiseratory chocolate. I'll accept e-hugs and all the sorries in a few minutes. Be prepared. I've been working on 1, 2, 3, 4, and the project I don't want to talk about. I've been working on 5.
Well, how about you talk for a little bit, and then I'll jump in, because I only have 2.
All right. I'm finishing the ribbing on the last hat for the Christmas hats.
Exciting.
Thank you to Diana for that was the second fiber flub for this week, which we'll discuss later. It was fine. We got rescued. In the end, that's all that matters. So I've got about 2.5 inches of ribbing left, and then 2 seams, because all the other hats are sewn up and the Christmas hats are done.
That is very exciting.
It is very exciting.
You're on track for the Grinch along.
I am, and that only works because of what my mom said.
Right.
Yes. If you're a new listener, you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you're a returning listener, guess what? Mom's shawl. It's a story. Later on. Keep listening. We'll get there. So we had nightclub on Friday. And that's when I got my hat rescued. So while that was happening, you need knit club knit. See, like, you need something you can knit and talk at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked on my body of my Zadie sweater. It's, like, the only time I've picked it up in, like, what, since the last time I recorded. We recorded via computer.
Yeah, it's so been a couple of weeks.
So I'm working on that in a Craftsy Cloudborne yarn, which, wow, can we continue to rave about the stitch definition on this dude?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's
at the other end of the table for me, and I can count stitches. I'm not kidding. It's gorgeous.
Really, really nice. So I've made more body progress, which is good, because then I can start splitting for the shoulders and doing the increases for the girls, so that they will also go in the sweater.
This is good. Very important part.
This is important. I need to fit all of my body in it.
Yep.
Because once we've split for that, we've gone up, I will, depending on how busy I am in December, I may or may not be working on sleeves by January.
That'd be very exciting.
Wouldn't that, though?
I'm so excited to see a whole hand-knit sweater.
I know. Now, I mean, I obviously could have picked a smaller hand-knit sweater to do. There are many people in my life who are of a shorter stature.
But your first sweater has to be for you.
Perhaps less chest circumference than me.
But your first sweater.
I don't generally do a lot of gift knitting. So, like, I'm like, no, it should be for me. My mom figures worst case scenario, if I don't enjoy it, she'll steal it. Because my mom's just a little bit not chest circumference as wide as me. But she's quite shorter, so it would be like a tunic sweater on her.
Mm.
Yeah, so she's like, well, you know. I'm like, can I finish it before you start stealing my clothes?
I don't think that's how that works. I think
what?
I think mothers come over and go, ooh, this is really nice.
And then you're like, goodbye. It was so nice to know you, handmade item. I got to look at you once. That was good. Okay.
Fortunately, my mom is very set on the kinds of colors she likes, and she likes warm fall colors, and I like cool jewel tones.
My mom doesn't care.
She doesn't steal my stuff.
I believe my mom's running joke is, we're blind, what does it matter? And my response is, this is true, it's why we don't knit in black. Mom's like, correct! She won't take my white stuff. She can't keep white clothes white.
Mm.
Yeah, my mom's in her late 50s, and she's like, how do you have a white winter coat? I don't know, I'm going to white winter coat for... This is its fourth season now, as my primary winter coat. It's still white.
I'm very impressed at the whiteness of your white coat.
It's still white, guys.
I have a navy blue coat, and it doesn't look as clean as your white coat. What?
And I swear, I don't do anything fancy with it. It rides the bus. It goes for dinner. It gets draped on floors. It goes to conventions. It travels and gets touched by all manner of small children with sticky fingers and colds. And I don't know why it's still white. I eat in it. I eat liquidy foods that I should, but I mind you, I can also wear white sweaters and white scarves and white pants and white tank tops, and they generally also stay white. So maybe I'm just one of those people with that magical white gene, and I can just wear white clothes and they don't get dirty.
Maybe.
Because some people can, and some people can't.
If I wear white stuff, it's generally as a base layer under other darker stuff.
Well, you see me in the summer. I wear white capris all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not brave enough to do that.
Doesn't even slow me down, and they're not dirty.
Nope.
I don't know, maybe I got that fancy gene, maybe. I don't know.
Even my dark stuff gets dirty, so.
Which makes sense. I did exactly one more row. One. Just one. Not even a full pattern repeat. Just one row.
Okay.
On the fingerless mitten pattern I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly one. And then I put it down again. Okay, that's fine. I had to change which yarn I was doing it in because it wasn't working as well as I wanted it to in the first yarn I was using, so I switched it over to literally scrap yarn out of my bowl of scrap yarn. And it's out of the leftovers from the Bernay Premium in the tweed that the chocolate shop shawl was made, or coffee shop shawl was made out of.
You'll have a matching set.
Yes, I will. Unintentionally, because I didn't realize that's the color I'd grabbed until I was about a third of the way into these mitts, and oh, hey, look at that!
It'll be great. You look so fancy and matchy.
I will be fancy and matchy, folks.
You'll need a fancy matchy tam or something. And
I might. Except I look awful in a tam.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So other than the one you've been linking it every day for every week for a year project.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I'm not discussing right now, because we're going to discuss that later. I'm done.
All right. I've been continuing to work on the Bloomsbury mitts.
Okay.
Those are by Uma Padu out of Allison Barnes Merino Worsted in the Resilience colorway. I think I've done precisely three more rows on those.
Hey, it counts.
At work lunches. And then I've been doing most of my work on the thrummed mittens for Knit Club presents.
Yeah.
Which is 95% the Lightning Fast Mittens pattern by Hill Vintage and Knits. I'm doing that out of Borgo di Pasi Paco, which is Italian, and I'm probably pronouncing horribly wrong, but there's going to be two pairs in gray, which I'm just about done, and then I still need to do two pairs in camel, which is a chocolatey brown color.
Mm-hmm.
Or a slightly lighter brown color.
No, it's in that milk.
It's like it's a milk chocolate color.
Yeah, it's in that range.
A milk chocolate, not a dark chocolate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I looked at the Find Your Fade, and I still haven't finished that row that I started like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, well, so long as you know what you're doing. This is the important part.
I looked wistfully at it.
Well, that was it for you?
That is it. A lot on a little.
A lot on a little. That's fine.
Well, a little on one and a lot on the other.
That's okay. In Nobody Should Be Shocked If They Listened to the Podcast Before, still working on 365 Days of Granny Squares.
That's such a shock.
I know. Nobody was prepared for me to say that.
I'm so surprised. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, make fun of me. We're almost done. We're almost finished. I don't want to crochet another granny square for like a year. I think I'll do other crochet projects, but I'm not doing granny squares. I'm over granny squares now. I may have overindulged.
I'll never forget how to make another granny square as long as you live.
No, I can literally just kind of look at the patterns at the start of the YouTube videos now. And unless they do something I've never seen before, I can pretty much start constructing them without watching the video.
You're probably a more advanced crocheter than I am at this point.
Holy Hannah, Batman. I am using the Yarn Utopia's excellent training videos that she's doing, that she does. And she does a whole bunch of other ones, but she did the 365 Granny Square project. I was to raise awareness about mental disorders. So that was fine, super cool, not a problem, but she has some, like, if you've ever wanted to learn to crochet, go watch her videos. She's a really good teacher. She's very patient. All of her terminology is very consistent. And she's got it so that when she gets ready to do a pause and a jump, when she's finishing a row later in the square, you have that time to push pause on the YouTube video and you don't miss anything when you push start again. Like, she gives you those nice breaks that you need so that you can stop and start again. Hmm. Not all tutorials will do that. They'll cut that gap down quite small, which makes sense because then your videos are like a bit of a shorter length. But yeah, I just really like how she's got her stuff structured. I do need to go buy more Red Heart soft yarn to make it to the end of next month.
So close.
That's fine. It's okay. The winter colors are out. I happen to be a massive fan of jewel tone winter colors. So
excellent.
I'm going to go do that.
All right.
And it'll be good. I gotta go to Michael's anyway. So do you, ma'am.
Yes, I know. No idea when I'm doing that.
How about Monday before we podcast before your surgery? We'll go in the morning and come home and podcast.
Okay.
How does that sound?
And Monday is very quickly filling up. My goodness.
Yes, with a lot of me, apparently. You wanted to see me all of the day before your surgery, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Because that's how that's working out for you, dear.
Apparently.
That's the only day I can think of we've got time to do that. Yep. So I think that's our plan on Monday, folks. Just in case you needed to know, our plan on Monday is to podcast record and go to Michael's. Anybody in the Winnipeg area sends me a message, I might tell them when we're getting there. Come help us enable ourselves into more stuff.
Right, yeah, very important.
Very important.
That's sparkle on me.
There's sparkles everywhere.
I haven't touched any sparkles. How is there a sparkle in my lap? There's nothing sparkly in my lap. Why is there a sparkle in my lap?
Welcome to my basement apartment where there's sparkles everywhere right now.
Why?
Because they're everywhere.
No. I didn't touch anything. It's just sparkle.
You walked into a space that had once used sparkles. You're doomed.
Huh. I'm offended by this sparkle.
In case you guys don't know, my Christmas decorations come with sparkles. I am slowly replacing the sparkle Christmas decorations with non-sparkly Christmas decoration, as per Mr. B's request.
Mm-hmm.
As to his absolute, what is it, lifelong hatred, and hatred is a soft word to use for this man's dislike of sparkles.
It's gonna go with a loathing of sparkles.
Yes. He would cast all sparkles into the bottom pits of hell if he could swing it. He's not a fan. Which is fine. There's no more sparkles on my... There's not really any sparkles on my Christmas cards anymore. We'll get some stuff that is like the glitter stick strips.
Yeah.
Because those don't come off.
Yeah.
And the shiny stuff's fine. But all loose sparkles have been removed from a vast majority of the stuff that I do, but not quite from my Christmas decorations, because some of those won't ever lose their sparkles, because they were gifts, and I will continue to use them for the rest of my lifetime, or I lose them or they break. But I can certainly start looking at replacing some of the ones that have, admittedly, loose glitter on them. Whatever, the glitter just helps you be reflective when you walk home at night. It's a safety precaution.
Sparkles got your back.
Sparkles got your back, man. So, but yeah, no, the 365-day Granny Square project continues. Ad nauseum. I'm so done. I mean it. I'm going to put those squares away, and I'm not going to touch them until Stash Dash, and then I'm going to crochet them borders and make them into blankets and bags and stuff. I'll do that then.
Blow everybody out of the water.
Well, that, and I need a break. I just need a break. Yeah. I'll do that. Not from crocheting. Just from Granny Squares. But that's it for me for Woolly Workings.
All right. Yarn on the go.
Yarn on the go. Did your yarn go anywhere?
My yarn came here for Knit Club.
Ta-da!
We have new members in Knit Club.
We do have new members in Knit Club, which is super exciting. We have a new crocheter and a new knitter, which is super. I'm glad that they enjoyed their first time sitting down and, like, new, learning how. And we're helping by teaching.
I think our crocheter knows how to knit already.
Yes. Yeah.
So that actually made it a lot easier. So this thing that looks like a knit stitch.
Yeah.
And you knew what that meant?
Yeah. No, it helps a lot.
So, like, get both legs of the thing that looks like a knit stitch. And it's like, okay, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helped with the teaching. It was really exciting. Because I am not an experienced teacher. And I'm somehow our resident crochet teacher.
Well, that's only because I'm left-handed crochet. And I can't flip and see the stitches well enough to describe what goes on if it's gone slightly wrong.
Right.
Yeah, like, once we get to the point where it's like, oh, hey, this pattern does this, I go, oh, well, that's this, and just show a quick thing. I mean, I can do that. And the knitting is the same problem because I'm a mirror knitter.
Mm-hmm.
I can break down patterns for people, and I can help explain what it is that's going on, but to start with, like, I'm learning how to do tension and gauge. I'm probably not the best, because you can't jump onto a bunch of YouTube videos or anything, because you're quite limited, because I'm left-handed, and I'm mirroring it, and this is a fairly specific little narrow, weird world where I exist in my knitting skill set. But, say, Red, she's an English thrower right-handed, so it's a lot easier for her to sit down and go, ha-ha, this is what you do. It's very clearly demonstrated, and you get on to YouTube and you look up knitting, most of it's going to be right-handed unless you put left hand in there. So it's easier to find coordinating videos to watch later and in between knit clubs. So it just makes more sense. I'll help find people, no problem. I'm a people person. But I'm not the best for super brand new teaching.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm better once people sort of have a grasp on it, because then when I show them, they'll just make work and what they understand. So that's fine. I understand that. I'm not offended. What is exciting is everybody got along. Everybody got along well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two new people in our knit group.
And we had really excellent food.
Oh, we had such good food. We went out for dinner before knit club because we were celebrating new jobs and completions of school and all the good news and getting ready for the holidays and all the fun stuff. So we went to our favorite vegetarian vegan restaurant. Do they use any dairy? They might be vegan.
I know their sign says vegetarian, but they might actually be vegan.
No, definitely vegetarian, though. It's called Delicious here in the city. We are huge fans of the not healthy for you deep-fried mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Because, for a vegetarian restaurant, there's an amazing amount of unhealthy food, and it's glorious.
Oh my god, yeah. No, it's not one of those you go in and you feel like you've eaten yourself the healthiest of meals at a health spa. You go in and you eat, and it's comfort food.
Oh yeah.
And it is amazing.
Oh, the salty, crunchy, deep-fried mushrooms.
Oh my god, it's so good. Mushrooms. And I mean, Red is right. The description does not sell you on these mushrooms at all.
It's like deep-fried mushrooms with spicy salt.
Yep, that's the actual description. Yeah. Which tells you nothing. They're so tasty. Seven of us polished off two large plates of fried mushrooms.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the right amount of mushrooms, though.
Yeah, the large plates are twice the heaping size of the small plates, and the small plates are still, 8 inches in diameter and stacked like a pyramid?
Yeah.
I think the large ones are like 12 inches in diameter and stacked like a pyramid.
It's a lot of mushrooms.
It's a lot of mushrooms, folks. This is not a small volume of fungus we consumed before we ate. That was our appetizer.
So good. No regrets.
No regrets. Spent way too much money. Loved it. Didn't. Not even remotely worried about it. We will probably do it again as a group in the new year because It is a good go-to that everybody can eat at. So that works really well. But yeah, we did that, and then we did Knit Club. I obviously didn't take my knitting to Knit Club because I host right now. So it Knit Club came to me. I did, however, go to D&D twice this past week.
Yep.
And my knitting has traveled with me then. So I was working on the my mom's shawl. And then I wasn't working on my mom's shawl. Yeah, and I was gonna work on my hat, and it went with me, but I never worked on it on Saturday, so.
I was hosting both times at D&D, so my yarn didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, so there's that. So I know we've got some stuff coming up where our yarn will be going this week.
Our yarn will be going many places.
We've got lots of adventures lined up in the next week in a bit. But that's it for Yarn on the Go for me.
Yeah, I think everybody's been waiting with bated breath to hear the fate of your mum's shawl.
Oh, you guys.
It's time for Fiber Flabs.
We'll start with a quick one.
Okay.
Started the ribbing. I'm like not even an inch into the ribbing. And I dropped some stitches off that cat hat that I was working on. Could it be the brightly colored cat hats? No. It had to be the dark amethyst purple cat hat I'm working on. So I couldn't see whether or not I'd picked up the stitches untwisted. So I rescued the stitches, and then I put everything literally in the Christmas box I'm going to be gifting it in. The box lid's open. It's just a fancy pre-bought box. And when Dinah came over on Friday, I was like, oh my god, can you check to make sure I didn't mess anything up? Because dark purple's like that navy blue to black range. It's mm-hmm. a little dark. Like, I probably shouldn't, but I love purple too much to stop. Does that make sense?
I completely understand.
I love dark purple too much to stop. I'm okay giving up black. I own a lot of black anyway. It's fine. But I love dark purple too much to stop. So that got rescued. So that was, I was like, okay, that's a fiber flub I can live with. So I left the house on Thursday. I was like, I'll just take my mom's shawl, which I've been working on. And it's, the pattern is the Dragon's Rest shawl by Allison Phelps. I might be getting the designer name wrong on that one, so I do apologize.
It'll be linked in the show notes.
It will be linked in the show notes. So I threw it in my bag, and I was out the door Thursday. Because if you think Diana's busy, woohoo, you guys. I've been double or triple booked every day for the last 3 weeks.
I don't understand where my social life came from, but suddenly I have one, and I just sort of been blindsided.
I know, I'm like, I what?
I don't know, I'm like, I'm...
I thought I was a solitary work from home kind of person. Nope.
I'm out every day this week except for Wednesday, which I blocked off
for laundry.
For doing laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I am out every single other day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's crazy. So I took the shawl to D&D. That was fine. I was knitting on it at D&D. That was fine. You have downtime during combat sessions because mm-hmm. there's always one DM and more than one player. Everybody has to take their turn. So I knit in my downtime. I get to stay at the table. I'm still present when things are going on, but it keeps my hands busy and it keeps me from being like a little bored while I wait for it to be my turn again. It was fine. Packed the bags to go home. And I had more than one bag because we had stuff coming and going and I've been at the library and, well, you know how libraries go for me. Packed the bags, got home, unpacked my bags. My mom's shawl is missing. The bag is missing. The project is missing. The knitting needles are missing. Did not have an immediate panic. Because I put things down and forget them all the time. I could have forgotten it at Diana's place, where I was knitting on it. It could be somewhere in my space, where it's not expected to be, so I should just tidy up my whole space and see if I run across it. Because again, with the low vision, I will put stuff down and I will actually not see it. My eyes will just not register that it's there. I will look over it, so I have to like literally manually space corner by corner, go around and do a process. Okay, so start the process. Could have been anywhere in here. Wasn't in here. Diana just didn't have it. They went looking for it. Now I trust them. They can see. They're good to go.
I vacuumed that entire living room too. And like all the cushions off the everything. It's definitely not there.
So it either got fell out of the bag on the way to the bus stop or on the way home from the bus stop. Because we were only able to catch a bus halfway home. And if you live in Winnipeg, you know the transit issues. If you don't live in Winnipeg, there's transit issues. If it fell off at any of those 2 points, bag's gone. So is the project. And we were pretty much at the 50% point. Yeah, I was going to show you all of the progress I had made on making the talons. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, on Saturday. Oh. Yeah. So for Friday, I'm starting to freak because I can't find it. Called in and put in a message and said, hey, could you know if this gets turned in? Because if it got lost on the bus, maybe I'll get really lucky and somebody will turn it in. I mean, it doesn't really hold a lot of value unless you happen to be another knitter, because it's a half-done knitting project in a bag. Mm-hmm. There's not really a lot there if you're not into the craft.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe I could get lucky, but as of tonight, transit hasn't had anything turned in, so the bus drivers didn't see it, and if a good Samaritan picked it up, like, they might still turn it in the next week or two. They just wouldn't have had time yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the transit issues. And that's fine. But if it was lost on the bus, it's gone. So as it stands right now, my mother's Christmas shawl is nowhere to be found.
Just so sad.
I was so mad. I got frustrated enough I cried. Now, not knowing me, you don't know that's my go-to. That's my go-to. Get frustrated, get mad, get angry, doesn't matter. Get happy, I cry. That is my knee-gut reaction. That's what I do. I bawl like a small child. I know this about myself, and it's fine. Called my mom in, like, tears when I realized it wasn't in the place, and I knew it wasn't at Diana and Christopher's, and I was like, it's gone. Like, I'm so frustrated, and I'm not even super mad about the hours I put into it, because I'll rip things back all the time. Like, it happens, whatever, no biggie. I'm really mad about the loss of the bag and those needles.
It was a nice bag.
It was a really nice bag, and I can't get that bag anymore. I can go get more needles, but I can't get that bag anymore, and I'm like, and it's gone. It's the only Erin Lane bag I have ever owned, and it had the Elvis script on it, and it's like, and goodbye.
That's so sad.
And I have to be very, very brutally honest that odds are really good it's not coming back.
So sad.
So, after much grumping and frustration and venting, and Mr. B looking, mm-hmm. We've had other eyeballs in my space to look to, just to make sure it wasn't just me.
I've been looking on the way to the bus in the morning as well.
And it's just like, oh, it's gone. And I have to admit that it's gone. It's not coming back. So I'm really upset about it. So when I talked to my mom today, because if Diana looks to her right, there's actually some more of the yarn sitting with the only other set of needles I have in that size, mm-hmm. Sitting ready. And I told my mom that I would do it. I wouldn't do Grinch Along. I would finish her shawl. And mom said, no. She's like, you're doing Grinch Along. You can knit the shawl, but it's not a Christmas present anymore. Go buy me something. She's like, it's not hard. It's a Chapters gift card and chocolate. I'm like, this is very true. Yes, mother. She's like, go do that and give yourself time to just see if maybe somebody turns into the next week or two. And if they do, great. And if they don't, then start it and just work on it and give it to me when it's finished. So yay for mom being super understanding. She knew what she was getting. Like, I showed her the pattern and said, if I knit it, would you wear it?
She is a good knitwear recipient.
She's a very good knitwear recipient. She's one of the few I knit for. So my niece being the other person. So that was funny, but I was so mad. I wasn't gonna participate in Grinch Along. I was gonna finish that shawl because I was like, nope, it was going to happen. So I'm happy. Mom just said no. She said, do the Grinch Along. It makes you happy every year. Do that. She's like, so all you have to do is bake and enjoy. And she's like, and do some knitting for yourself because she knows how much I've been doing a lot of knitting for other people, and her cat. But it's not a Christmas present. Her cat just needs a sweater.
Right.
I said fine. I will start on Mr. Smokey's sweater. Who, at the time of my mom's phone call, was busy coughing up a hairball onto his brother. I was like, did his brother move? Nope, just gave him a dirty look.
I mean,
I'm like, why wouldn't you just move, cat?
It takes a couple minutes to, like...
What? It's not like it's an instantaneous process for a hairball.
Yeah.
And I mean, admittedly, they don't have a lot of hairballs. My brushes and they get bathed regularly and then they have all this anti-hairball stuff. So it's pretty rare for them to have a hairball. But my mom's sitting there and she's like, I'm watching him because he's going to move, right? I'm like, I don't know. I think my mom was trying to do it to cheer me up. So I was quite upset when I started on the phone again today about it. So it's fine. I'm just going to start my Grinch Along when I'm done the hat. I'm starting early. I'm letting it go. Mr. Smokey already has a Christmas present for me, so he doesn't need another one. So I can just knit him a sweater just cause.
Yep.
I bought him a ridiculous cat hat that he will not wear and he will not like. And then I bought a snacky thing that he will eat and enjoy.
Oh, good.
Because I bought the same sort of cat and antler things for Mr. Bandit. And neither one of them are all going to be okay with my Christmas present. But I made sure cat treats went in the bag for them. I am a mean pet owner. I dress my pets up, you guys. And the more ridiculous, the better. Though I was talking to my sister, who said if we could find one with the reindeer antlers for a dog, with, like, the strap that went under their chin, that would be okay.
Yeah.
Like, that would sit in the right spot for Willow's head. She'd wear it. She wouldn't care. I'm like, oh my gosh, can we turn your black and white lab into a reindeer? Or black and white German Shepherd into a reindeer. She's like, yes. If we can find the right hat, we're doing it. I'm like, done!
That's amazing. I would love to be greeted by a reindeer next time.
God, it'd be so good. Well, they wear the t-shirts and the sweaters and the other things we put on. And they're just like, okay, whatever. But, I mean, they've also been raised around a small child, so, like...
Okay.
Now, yeah. Admittedly, we thought Isabella would get it when she tried to start dressing the cats when she was 3 in the teddy bear costumes. Because the cats are 15, so, like, even, like, 4 years ago, they're still senior citizen cats. Smokey took to it quite well.
Really?
He wasn't overly excited to be dressed up in the teddy bear Build-A-Bear clothes, but he'd let her.
Wow. I dressed my cat up once. He was not impressed with me.
Yeah, most cats aren't, and I can't blame them. The two puppies upstairs have their Halloween t-shirts.
Halloween t-shirts. Okay.
Well, Dee Dee's a black lab.
Yeah.
So she wears an orange shirt that says bad to the bone on the back of it.
Oh. Oh.
And the German Shepherd, Willow, is golden and into that black color tonal thing that German Shepherds do. And she wears one that says trick-or-treats. They have their holiday wear, just like everybody else. Good-natured dogs, you guys. You have no idea how much we punish them. So funny. Anyway, that's my tragedy story, and that's... Ugh, I'm done talking about it. We need to talk about something else. It's going to make me grumpy.
Okay.
Ugh.
You had some wool gathering.
Do I ever? Do we need a break?
16 minutes.
Okay, we're good. I had exciting Instagram news this morning.
Exciting Instagram news?
Jamie's show from Cozy Up with the Stitching Sisters is live! I can start on it! I'm so pumped! I've been watching this thing, like, I watched the... Because I watched Cozy Up with the Stitching Sisters. There's a shock. They're amazing, and they're in Alberta, and I'm like, I'd get on an airplane and go visit. They have a couch, I'll totally go. And I was like, I really want to do their patterns. I did the test knit for the Mammoth Shawl, and I've got a couple of their other patterns, and I really enjoy the way they knit. And I enjoy the patterns and stuff. And they got the Alberta Frost Mittens, which I want to make for Isabella.
Yeah.
Yeah, with pink snowflakes and a different colored background for her. And like a in the matching hat for her. But I was in Michael's, and I'd initially thought to... See, this is super rambling. I'd initially thought to do the Jamie shawl in the Midknit Cravings yarn.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think I want to do something else with the Midknit Cravings yarn. So I'm going to do Jamie's shawl out of the Scarfy yarn that I bought from Michael's when it was buy one, get one free. And it's the Lion brand Scarfy yarn. And the colorway I'm going to use is the Cream and Teal, which is, I'm one of those really good Michael shoppers. If the ball band is busted and I can find a matching colorway, if I need two of it, I will buy that one. Instead of looking for the non-busted ones. I will look for the busted ones.
So long as the skein's not a complete mess of spaghetti, it's I don't fine. See what the problem
it's
is.
It's not, but a lot of people won't. It's weird. So, and it is definitely a blue, I would say like a teal blue, into a winter white cream. Let's see what, got some.
That shawl is going to look amazing in that yarn.
Oh my god, I know. So.
It's going to be so squishy.
It is going to be super squishy. It calls for about 600 yards, and between the two skeins, I have over 600 yards. So I'm, because they love people who hack their patterns, I'm going to go in and make it, and I'm just going to make it till I run out of yarn. I don't want to have a lot of leftover yarn, so this might be bigger. It's going to be bigger than the one that's up on Ravelry, but I'm gonna start that. That's going to be my fun. Cover from Mom's Shawl Drama shawl.
Yeah.
That's going to be what I'm doing, in amongst other things. We did track down, I went and I picked up and found my pattern that I had picked up from a Wolseley that they had thrown together. Wolseley Wool, they'd thrown together really quickly, called the Winter Sky Shawl, Cowl, sorry. Winter Sky Cowl. They used Manos de Uruguay's Serpentina yarn, which I have two skeins of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the ball bands anymore for them, but Ben calls them the pistachio color. Which, he's not wrong. It's a very electric-y lime green with, admittedly, kind of pistachio red-brown flecks in it.
Yeah, okay.
I understand where he came to
the name for. It's probably been coleslaw.
Yes, which is what he started with, and I said no. Because it sticks. His nickname Stick for my yarn colorways. So it's an incredibly simple free pattern that I picked up from Woolsey Wolf. And I'm really looking forward to doing it with those two skeins of yarn. And it will take me, like, what, a week, maybe?
Yeah.
It's going to
be lovely.
It's going to be really pretty. And it gives me a way to use that serpentine yarn, which I've been looking for. So, done.
Awesome.
Done. Super stoked. Super excited. As far as wool gathering goes, that's pretty much it. Because almost all of my other free time has been spent desperately trying to consume as much YouTube as other people do. And I don't know how. And I don't know how people consume more media than I do.
I don't understand.
And that's fine. And getting stuff prepped for our release dates for our stuff and events.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I have no wool gathering.
You have no wool gathering. You're boring.
I'm boring this week.
That's okay. We have to go to Woolsey Wool because I gotta buy needles. And Michaels.
When am I gonna go to Woolsey Wool? We've already made the Michaels plan. That's at the other end of the city.
Mm-mm. But Daddy's in town after Christmas. He asked if we wanted to go and have a driver.
I see.
Because you have to be moving around at that point.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, well, okay, but Diana can lift so much. And Dad's like, I'm there. We can pick up whatever you need and I can carry it to the truck. He's like, it's yarn. You're not going to outstrip my weight capacity. I'm like,
I'm pretty sure I can carry my own yarn.
No, we're not. I was telling my mom about what we're reviewing next week. And my mom said, okay, after Christmas, we could go pick up what I needed to make some of the patterns.
Awesome.
So excited!
You have very knit-supportive... You have very fiber-supportive parents.
My parents support any hobby that I can do at my current visual level that I will be able to do as I continue to go blind. And knitting's the first sort of hobby that's been stable as the vision has decreased. There'll be things I can't do in the knitting, but the more skills I master now before my sight's fully gone...
You'll
the more
those.
I can do later, because then I don't have to go, how do I do this? I can do it, and all I'm doing is going, can someone please check to make sure I got it, or we've got to rip it back in a little bit. So like, I'll need help, but it's not like the Warhammer, or when I was in high school when I was a painter, and I'm like an artist. Like, those aren't things I don't have to give knitting up. I have to give the other hobbies up. Like, there will come a day, probably within the next decade or so, if I'm lucky, where I have to stop reading. And it's going to be audible books only.
That would be sad.
It'll be a very sad day because I really love reading. But I know this. Like, this is just sort of... This is the stamp that comes with the disease. This is what happens to you. So there are things I just can't do now that I used to be able to do and things I can do now that I won't be able to do in my 40s. If I'm stupendously lucky, I can make it into my 50s. And I do mean stupendously lucky.
We're on to events.
Woohoo!
So... Coming up on December 1st, which is this Friday.
Friday!
Which is probably yesterday or the day before when this finally goes out.
If you're not done by Friday, it's not going up till Sunday. Odds are pretty good it's not going up till Sunday for you, dear.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
So 2 days ago, the Grinch-along started.
Which is 3 days in the future for us? Timey-wimey.
Wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey stuff.
Yes.
So 2 days ago, the Grinch-along started.
Yep. Yeah, here we go. We'll do that. Past tense.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I'm not done all my mittens yet.
Thanks to a very benevolent mother. I'm Grinching.
Woo! So, I probably...
I don't know what I'll be working on. Whatever floats my boat. And the 365-day project.
I will
nothing
probably
to do with Christmas.
Be Grinching along as of the 5th. The 5th is my absolute hard deadline.
Well, it has to be your hard
deadline. I'm not going to make Thursday.
No.
I still have to go to work.
So on the bright side, it gives you a very good idea for, like, next year. You know how much time. And if you need me to, I will bully you into starting sooner.
It's not so much that I didn't start soon enough. It's that I haven't been working enough along the way.
Okay, so we kind of did what all of us do and go, we've got time until we don't have time and go...
I don't know where all my free time went.
It gets this busy every year at this time. It is always this busy by the time you get to November.
I should probably explain the Grinch Along better.
You should explain the Grinch Along.
So better. The Grinch Along, as of December 1st, you stop knitting gifts for Christmas this year. You can knit birthday presents, or Christmas gifts for next year, or Christmas ornaments for this year. But you cannot knit things that are gifts for Christmas this year.
Yeah, you can knit for Christmas present next year. That's cool.
And this is hosted by the Knit More Girls podcast.
It is. It is one of my favorite seasonal things to participate in.
I still have yet to participate. But I'm kind of getting it forced upon me this year.
Yes. Well, I think you'll get into the groove and see how much fun it is.
Yeah.
And then next year...
I'm looking forward to it.
Shouldn't be quite as big of a deal.
I'm kind of looking forward to the hard deadline.
Mm-hmm. You'll
see how... that sounds?
Well, it just... It makes Christmas a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes things a lot more approachable that way. We have something else starting on the 1st of December.
We do. The Canadian Afghan Knit Along, hosted by the Fiber Friends and Codependent Knitters.
Mm-hmm.
We are knitting a...
We got invited to that. That was super exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Like, people know about us. It's weird. We're not just babbling at a tablet. People actually listen to our babblings.
Yarn barf! I'm with you.
So the Canadian Afghan Knit Along is... you can knit a single or double-sided pillow or a whole Afghan using blocks from the A Canadian Afghan A ebook. They also have one of the blocks available for free, which is the A.
Well, they suggested it, and I started thinking about making myself an A pillow, and I can't. Like, the other blocks look wonderful. I need an A pillow on my couch. I might need to. That's the one I'm doing. I can't have an A pillow.
I super still really want this in a white yarn with a red speckle.
Well, we need to get to Michael's, and we need to do it shortly before they run out of yarn choices for you, dear.
Mm-hmm. I'm very, very certain on this white yarn with a red speckle.
We will find, even if we have to go to Wolseley to do it, they have worsted weight yarns. We will find a yarn.
So that's that thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as tied to my color choices, so I'll pick whatever two colors float my boat when we get there.
And then this Saturday, on December 2nd...
We're going to go out and do some shopping!
Yep. Happy Woola Days by Hillary's Magical Yarnoria. She, I believe, is hosting this at her house.
Yes.
Because that's also her dye studio.
Yeah, she's doing an open house.
So that's super cool. I'm excited to go to this.
Oh my god, I can't wait. She does amazing fiber, and she does amazing yarn, and there's gonna be Christmas snacky things there. Yeah. We had to do it. We had to make it work. I figured out how to make it work. We're going.
Yep. Never mind all the other family stuff going on that day.
Nope. Doesn't matter. We're just
madness.
We're going to live tied to the hip on Saturday. That's the only way to do it all.
It's a good thing all our family stuff is basically with the same family.
Yes, that does help a lot that it's the same family. We're doing all the family stuff.
It makes organizing a lot easier.
Yep. And, you know, neither one of us have a partner who's going to be greatly offended if we lay down and have a nap at some point while we're D&Ding Saturday night.
Also true.
Maybe if we're doing it at the same time, but maybe not. Depends on what's going on.
So that brings us to the new year.
Mm-hmm.
The year of the sock starts January 1st.
It does.
Where we are learning to knit socks or expanding our knowledge of socks.
There's something to do about socks.
By knitting one pair of socks every month for the whole of 2018.
Admittedly, if you want to use a pair of whipped because you got half a sock, you got one of two pairs of socks, use a whip for a month. That's fine. This is totally fine.
It's all about the finishing of the socks.
Finishing of the socks is the key point. I'm using it as a launching point, like I did for 2017 and learning how to crochet and the 365-day granny square project. I am using the year of the sock ? To learn how to make socks, because I've never actually knitted a pair of socks.
I have a massive list of toes and heels, and after last week's book review, patterns of socks that I want to try making.
Yep. So we figured, why not? Let's do it. And at first it was going to be you and me. And then it was going to be you, me, and the knit club. And now it's you, me, the knit club, and the internet.
So exciting. We have a whole internet.
We have a whole internet of people. We are going, absolutely, please join us. For the contest and entries, we've got prizes and stuff that we're lining up. We've got prizes and stuff I want to line up. There's still things I need to go do for that. That's fine. I'm running out of gear. That's okay. I got a whole year to keep collecting things.
Yep.
It's good. We will do prize draws based on how many people are entered. It is a Ravelry contest, so I have to encourage everybody to join us on Ravelry, become a member of the Ravelry group, so you can post a finished picture or a FO of each of your socks every month for your base level entry. There will be a chatter thread, just a general chatter thread for the year of the sock, so you can do all the talking in there. And we'll divvy it up so that my brain doesn't go crazy. It's on one platform. Otherwise, my brain will go crazy.
Yep.
And we'll start dropping hints on prizes and stuff towards the middle of next year when we get close to the finish line, which I think will be good. As for the sock, I think that's it. In the chatter thread and in the FO thread, when we open them up, obviously the FO thread won't open up till the 1st of January, but the chatter thread should be up sometime in December. I'm going to list all of the rules for entering so that they're all there for everybody to see.
Yep.
Yeah. So there'll be that.
All right. Other thing beginning January 1st, because why host one knit-along when you can host two?
Whatever other people do, we can do it too.
Because we've ever hosted a knit-along before. We know all there is to know about hosting two knit-alongs at the same time.
I can be the planner for what? One knit club, one D&D group, my sister's social schedule, my brother-in-law's social schedule, their work schedules, my niece's schedule, my partner's schedule, my parents' schedule. Keep Christmas organized and planned, add things, take away things, and change things on the fly. I can run two knit-alongs. When you sit and think about how much planning I do around other people's schedules.
Yeah, okay, you got this.
I got this.
You got this.
We're good. I am a professional planner. Having said that, anybody needs me to help plan their lives, call me. We'll talk prices.
I'll just push the computer buttons.
Yeah. Yeah. That which plays to our strength, because my God, me and the gremlins in the machine.
Your poor gremlins.
Ugh, computers. I love them. They do not love me.
We are attempting to talk about the podcast anniversary knit-along.
Which is so exciting. We're going to celebrate our first full year of podcasting, like any good person, and throw ourselves a birthday party by hosting a knit-along.
Yeah.
With prizes.
Yeah.
Which, the first round of prizes we're doing, because we're doing some Northern Knits specific swag, you and I need to talk about ordering. I need to send you some pictures so we can decide what we're going to get.
Okay. This is very exciting.
Very exciting.
I'm so excited.
I do all this work for you. You just sort of sign the line and dot the I's and cross the T's and we're good to go.
Great. It's like you bought all the Christmas presents and I can just sign my name on the card and it's done. I love it.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's how it's going to work. It's going to be a very easy gift giving thing for you. So if there's anybody out there who's looking that would like to give us prizings, absolutely. The more people we have participating, the more prizes we'll be giving out. And we will definitely have some swag in there for everybody as well, too. Because we've reached the point where, you know, I want swag. So clearly everybody else does, too.
I have in the show notes March 9th, ? Because that's the day before your birthday.
March 9th is the day before my birthday. I think we'll run it to the end of the month. So we'll run it to the end of March.
Okay. I'll change that date then.
Yeah. So that way everyone's got to the end of the month to do it. And we've got a full 3 months to do whatever project you pick. However, Diana can now announce what designer we would like to have everybody use for their entry contest. Because she's picked one.
I did finally pick one.
We picked a designer. Now, don't get me wrong. I made it a hard choice. I gave you some really nice designers.
Yes, you did.
I did not make it an easy decision for you. I had the easy decision. I just had to collect 5 designers. So I didn't have to pick it down to one.
And there's me with my 5 Ravelry tabs open going, oh, I like that, and that, and that, and that, and then I'm pointing at all the 5 different tabs here.
Yep. And I went, I had to narrow it down to 5. Also not a stupendously easy prospect, but we've decided to go with Shannon Cook, which is awesome because A, she has amazing patterns, and B, she does a variety of different styles of stuff, so it isn't just one thing. So it doesn't matter what you pick from Shannon Cook. So long as it's a Shannon Cook pattern. And whips are always welcome.
You know I'm going to pick one of the giant shawls, right?
I'm probably going to do the Hudson. Because I've been watching the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters and all of their Hudsons as they're completed. And my brain goes, they're so pretty. I really want a Hudson shawl. I really feel like that needs to happen for me.
It's a strong contender. I don't remember what the names. There was like 2 other really strong
contenders. Oh, yeah. There's some beautiful. So I will try to get that posted up in Ravelry. I won't promise this week, but if not this week, probably the week after, because life slows down for me when you convalesce, because we're doing less together.
Yep.
It frees up a bit of social time for me. Or not so much frees up social time, but I'm with you more often doing downtime stuff, that it's easier to sneak in computery things.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll do that, and we'll get that up. But that's going to start on the 1st of January. So everybody's got a chance to go check out the patterns. Nobody has to rush to get the yarn. We can have a nice, chillaxed knit along.
Yep. I like it.
My goal is to be done before March, because heavens knows, you guys know me, I will have found something else to do by March.
Of course. It's going to be 18 other things.
Always.
Always.
Always. All the things.
That's how we like it.
Me being crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm hand winding the scarfy yarn right now. It's so pretty!
I'm really enjoying watching the ball change color between white and teal.
Yeah, it's really good. There's too much to do on my poor little ball winder in Swift. It would die. It would literally mutiny on me, and it would refuse to wind any more skeins of ball. Balls of yarn. This is just a very, very big ball of yarn. So I'm just going to hand wind this one, because it doesn't actually take me that long, as I'm pretty much done.
Looks good.
Mm-hmm. So those are the two big things we've got coming up. I mean, obviously we'll find more. The Cozy Up with the Stitching Sisters are starting a mystery knit along on the 1st of January. The temptation level is so high. It's my ball of crazy. I will see where I am at stuff at the end of December and see if I can do it. If I'm far enough along in the my A pillow, I might actually look at picking up another mystery knit along. But I do have some stuff I want to finish. I have some stuff while I want to finish it. I'm going to leave it purposefully for Stash Dash next year.
You're planning way far ahead for this.
Well, that's also my summer knitting. Like, that's the lighter fingering weight stuff. Yeah, okay. And it's the other stuff I'm going to want to work on in the summertime. Like right now, I want my worsted and my chunky knits. And
yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, I could, and I certainly would enjoy it when it's done, but I'm really not going to be wearing them to July anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no real harm in waiting till June, finishing the last few bits, and just having a whole bunch of finished objects for Stash Dash.
Makes sense.
So sort of doing it that way and understanding myself and the type of knitting I like to do. So, because you definitely can't work on a worsted weight shawl in the middle of August when it's 30 with a humidex. Celsius, ladies and gents. We are Canadian. Because 30 Fahrenheit, it's pretty chilly.
Yeah, it is.
Celsius, pretty warm. So I definitely don't want to be working on something like a mammoth shawl at that point. I want to pick up and finish some of my lighter weight shawls and stuff.
That's why my texture triangle isn't done yet.
Yeah.
Because it got to be summer.
Got to be summer. So there's things that have to happen. So I think that's, for right now, that's it. Obviously in January we'll have more announcements as things come up and other stuff happens. But I'm excited we get to sneak in a wool event before Christmas. I'm so pumped to see her stuff and like talk to Hillary and do some visiting. We're coming for you.
So this week we're reviewing one of Jocelyn's books, Refined Knits by Jennifer Wood. It retails for US $25.99 and Canadian $28.99.
Because I like pattern books.
It is a very pretty pattern book.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't help myself.
So shall we dive into patterns?
Yes. I'm super concentrating because the ball of yarn is actually getting bigger than my hand.
It's changed colors about 4 times now.
It is 300 plus yards of worsted weight yarn. And I'm just about done, but it is definitely consuming the entire hand span.
It's an impressive ball of yarn.
In less than 15 minutes.
Good job.
I can wind yarn. Woohoo! It's not fancy, it's just in a circle. My yarn bowl isn't big enough for it, though. I might have to find a yarn box.
It may need... It's late.
It needs a yarn box, does it?
Yes.
Tea. Alright, shall we do what we normally do and dive into the patterns?
Yes. First thing I liked was on page 23.
I didn't write pages, I wrote sections.
Ah, okay.
So, in the Enduring Cables.
Yes.
I saw one that I thought was very cute. I don't know if I'd make it, but I really enjoyed the pattern. And it's a Ellenade reversible scarf.
Adelaide.
Adelaide?
I had written that one down. That is, in fact, the one that I wrote down.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would make an amazing scarf.
It would make an amazing scarf.
I don't know if I'd make it, because I don't know if I need one, but I feel like I was looking for a good reversible cable scarf, like, that would be what I'd go for.
I love this color of yarn they've used.
Yes, this is a really pretty yarn.
All my favorite shades of purple heathered together into one purple.
That doesn't hurt the scarf any.
But it's also just a very pretty cabled scarf.
Yeah. I don't know if you liked anything else in the cable section. I liked one other thing.
I, too, liked one other thing.
Was it the Idril pullover?
Yes, it was.
Oh, look at us matching!
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, why did you like it?
Because look at all the pretty feminine cables.
Look at all the pretty feminine cables? I liked how there was shaping in the cables. I would have very definitively not a stomach circumference the size of my chest, which is decidedly different.
Yep.
Now, I mean, I am well developed in the top quarter of my body frame, and I'm comfortable with that. Doesn't bother me at all. But I definitely don't try to make it look like the bottom or middle part of me is as wide as the top half of me, because that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that the cables help give it shape and definition, and they're not quite so all over and bulky. For a feminine pullover sweater, it's perfect.
So pretty. I want to make this in a red, I think.
Oh, like nice a color. So I was thinking winter white.
That would also be gorgeous. And it is, in fact, still gorgeous in the stone gray colorway.
Yes, it is. I actually really like the whole outfit.
I'm not so big on the pleated skirt. But
I love a pleated skirt. But yeah, no, the cable detailing is what sold me. It's so pretty and delicate.
Love it.
Yep. Now, I'd need to increase it a bit to fit dimension-wise. That's fine. That's not the end of the world. That's easy enough to do. All right.
So pretty.
That was it for the enduring cables. So things where I was like, yes, I would pick this up and knit it. Still some really nice patterns in there that...
Oh, yeah.
They were okay.
All beautiful.
Yeah. I want to
stress that all of this is beautiful.
Yes.
This is just the stuff that especially appeals to us.
Absolutely. In the timeless lace section,
mm-hmm.
should not shock anybody, but that the Shayla shrug caught my eye.
Getting there.
It's okay. You have the book. I can describe it. I liked the shrug because...
Ah, this one, yes.
Of the sleeve shaping, I could add a bit of length to get a full sleeve or shorten it to get a 3/4 elbow length sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easily, which is perfect because sometimes patterns don't really allow for that sort of adjustment.
One thing that bothered me about this pattern is I have no idea what it looks like from the front.
Oh, yeah, and I would have loved to have a photo from the front. But I'm assuming with the shrug portion of the description, it doesn't actually cover the girls.
No, I assume it just goes over your shoulders and that's about it.
Which is perfect in the summertime when I have the summer dresses and I'm out in the evening. Say I do it. I almost
wrote this one down.
You almost wrote this one? I was thinking, because I have this, and when I mean it's a bold geographic print, it's my orange and white dress.
Okay.
And I was thinking that with a neutral colored shrug like this.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Wouldn't that be really pretty?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. That's why the shrug went on the list, because my brain went, oh, I have like 4 dresses that could really use the shrug. And every single one of the dresses is in a violet geometric color. So I do the shrug in a neutral. I can wear it on all the dresses.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
But yes, it would have been nice if I'd been able to.
See the front?
Yeah, see the front. I liked the rectangle shawl.
The Arwen rectangle shawl.
Yeah.
Which is the other one that I wrote down.
Excellent. Boy, we like similar things.
Yes, we are very on board with this stuff.
Yes. Because my note says, what a lace pattern.
It's so pretty. It's all leafy.
And so beautiful. So I'm going to go with, I really like the lace pattern.
It's so pretty. Mm-hmm. So pretty.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's all the pretty.
Yes.
Is this a lace weight or a fingering weight?
I think it's a lace weight.
It says fingering weight, but then also number one super fine.
So
that sounds somewhere between a lace and a fingering. Forward.
Yeah, which is fine. It means I could do it in a fingering weight and it would just be a little bit bigger when it's finished.
Yep.
That's not a problem for me. I would do that one in a crazy color. Some sort of bold kettle dye.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Not in a dark color, because, well, whatever, but in a nice, bold kettle dye. I think it would be beautiful.
So pretty.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not done.
Oh, you're not done. Okay, what else?
There's the creative pinecone cardigan.
Ah. See, I'm not a fan of just, like, the top closure part of the...
Oh! I don't, and a lot of times, like it where it just buttons up at the collar and then flows free. There are a few occasions when I enjoy that, and that's usually when I'm wearing fitted business dresses to events for the makeup artistry or the books.
Oh,
because
okay,
it allows me to have that nice light layer, so say my dress might have a little more below the collarbone than is probably acceptable. I can throw that on, and it covers, and I'm good. And then when I leave and I go outside and it's too warm, if I take it off,
yeah,
I could then go out for a fancy dinner. It is a very sort of staply piece that lets me take something from the office, or offices, or floors, or wherever I happen to be working, to out for drinks and stuff.
Yep, it would be very good for that.
Yeah. So that's why it went on my list of things that I think, you know what, I would enjoy knitting it, I would find it useful. Which is a big thing. Is it huge on my list? Not really. But it is a very pretty pattern.
I really like the dress she's wearing in this picture. Which is not what I'm supposed to be looking at, but I really like this dress.
Totally fine. The other one I liked was the Derwinshaw. Dwyn.
I wasn't sure how to pronounce that one either. D-W-Y-N.
Shaw.
Dwyn?
Dwyn? Yeah, maybe? Anyway, it is an elegant piece of Aryan lace.
Yes, it is.
And I don't own anything in Aryan lace, so that's why that went on the list. Because I liked it, and I don't own anything like it. So in my mind, done!
I almost wrote this one down, but I don't know, it just isn't quite, it's not quite my jam.
Oh, so my jam.
Yeah, it is.
So my jam. Alright, the only other thing that I have in the lace is the coffee light shawl. Nope, Coltech. Culture light shawl? I wrote it down and I can't read it.
It does look like you wrote down coffee.
It does look like I wrote down coffee.
I don't know.
Because it's a light cowl.
The SD.
SD? Sure, yeah. Okay. So the SD light cowl, which I thought for my mom, because she has a chronic cough, so she has to wear a cowl up around her neck, because when she's going in and out of places in the summer, the air conditioning's too harsh.
Yeah.
And it'll trigger a coughing fit. So she wears little lightweight ones that she can just pull up over her mouth to help heat the air before she breathes it in.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was thinking for that one.
Oh, that would be lovely for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would serve a very practical purpose for my mommy. And I could do it in a silk. So it's got a nice feel and texture to her. She's not allergic to silk or something with like a cashmere silk blend.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, so she's got something really nice and dainty that she can just sort of, it'll do what it needs to do, but it won't be adding any weight or heat in the summertime for her.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Mm-hmm. Which is good because I only have one other thing, which explains why it's my book and not your book.
Yes, since I only wrote down three things.
Yeah, it's the Mayshore short sleeve cardigan.
Maisie short sleeve cardigan?
Yes.
This pink one?
Yes.
It is cute.
Yeah.
Wait, Adam. Yes, it is much more you. I have to, like, hold up the picture.
The whole outfit's me. The model's very me. Short sleeve, so definitely in my idea, a cotton.
Okay, yeah.
So I could do it in the summertime. But I'm thinking on city hikes. So with my cardigans, my tank tops, and my backpack while I'm hiking around the city or traveling and going different places, because it'll give me just enough weight that I've got a bit of extra heat if I'm in a space that's cold. But it's not going to give me so much weight that I'm going to be melting to death when I'm outside.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
So I mean, they're all practical picks. There's just a lot of them, which explains why I bought that book.
Yes. Anyway, everything is very, very pretty.
It is very, very pretty. I like all of the photos, even though we have the one where we can't see the front of the shrug. I like how they're stylized. It's very nice, it's clean, it's simple. A lot of the looks that the models are wearing are things that I would wear, so it was very easy for me to see myself, like picture myself in the knits. They're well-written instructions, they're charted out well, it's laid out quite concisely. It's a very cute intro I really enjoyed the intro. That was a very enjoyable read. And again, you have your standard terms and glossaries in the back, which, I mean, nothing fancy. Nothing about the book screams, oh my god, innovative new knitting book.
Nope, but as a classy collection of patterns.
Right, what I needed, and I don't have a ton of classy books that I've kept, of classy, classic knitting patterns. And we are definitely old school knitty enough. We were born in the wrong decades.
Yeah, the 40s and 50s really appeal to me style-wise.
Oh.
For basically yeah. no otherwise, but style-wise.
Yeah. I wear things with a lot of structure and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, should have had my heydays in the 70s. I love bell bottoms and baggy shirts and flowy dresses. I can't wear them, but oh, I love them. For me, the look of the 40s and 50s, or the structure of the 80s without the 90s version of the 80s.
Where the shoulders toned down a little bit?
The shoulders are toned down, but you have all of that nice business structure.
Yes.
That's very much suits my body type very well. And doesn't go too badly with my very loud and vibrant personality to have a very strong and structured outfit. Nobody looks at me and thinks wishy-washy. Or beige. No one has ever used the color beige to describe my personality.
No, your personality is not beige.
Not beige.
It's not even champagne.
Nope, it's not a shiny beige. But yeah, overall, I'm really glad I picked up that book. It's going to be a really nice staple. And it's something that if I want to do gift knits, or if my niece gets into knitting, or as we go on, or the girls in the knit club are looking for patterns, Miss D, Red... Chantal.
Yep.
There's a lot of options and things in there that appeal to all of us. Maybe Mike. Might want a lacy cardigan. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe he wants a lacy cowl. You never know.
I don't know who he knits or crochets for. I didn't think to ask.
You know what? Dudes can wear lacy stuff.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. It looks really good on them a lot of the times, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I actually saw this... This is off slightly off topic, but I actually saw this really cool stylized photo where it was sort of an offbeat lace pattern for a wrap modeled on a guy, but instead of a shawl pin, it was a carabiner.
Oh, that'd be so
cool! And it actually
cool.
looked really cool.
Oh, that looks so good.
So I kind of want to get like a matte metal carabiner to tie my knits closed now, because it looked really cool.
You're really close to the Mountain Company thing, MEC.
MEC, yeah.
That might have to happen.
I mean, I live with Chris. He's probably got a spare carabiner.
Will he loan it to you is the question. I'll just go buy my own.
Anyway.
It's good. Anyway, we're off and we're rambling.
Yeah, that was Refined Knits by Jennifer Wood.
Which was a lot of love.
Yep, very pretty.
Not obsessive love.
But very pretty.
But very pretty. Very. One of those ones, if you like that kind of knitting, you're going to want the book. You're going to enjoy it. I think that's a really good key point. However, we've made it to the end of another podcast. I know, it's shocking, but it's true. I really need to take a picture of our setup when we record here at my house. This is epic.
It's a pretty good setup. We're very high tech.
Epically unprofessional. Diana, my dear, why don't you tell everybody where they can find us on the internets?
You can find us on Ravelry, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Northern Knits Podcast. Our blog with all our show notes is at northernknitspodcast.com. You can also email us at northernknitspodcast@gmail.com. Jocelyn, where can you be found on the internet?
I am cohesively found on the internets as Amber Dragon. I'm fairly active on Ravelry, Facebook, and Twitter. I always invite people to chat me up. If you find me, please feel free to keep talking to me. I love meeting people.
People person.
I know it's tragic, but there you have it. How about you, my dear?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitch as Firewater and Fiber, less so on the Twitch, mostly on the Instagram.
That's fair.
And I'm on Ravelry as Wool Rat. That is wool-rat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter as Artemis_134. And I have a slightly more active Twitch channel at twitch.tv/Artemis written in LeetSpeak, which is linked in the show notes because it's full of numbers.
That's
cool. Where I do hacker, codey, programmy, computery stuff.
Absolutely.
And sometimes video games.
Mm-hmm. On the bright side, we can now wrap this up and go back to some knitting.
Mm-hmm.
I have some 2x2 ribbon calling my name. Must finish the hat.
Must finish mittens.
Thank you for everybody who stayed and listened. Thank you to everybody who tried us out this week. And if you're a returning listener, woo! You're so grateful. You have no idea. We're absolutely. I'm astounded at how many people actually like listening to me babble.
I don't understand.
It blows my mind. It really does. However, we will say goodbye for the week, and I'll say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
Saying no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.